Let me say straight off that I don't believe in ghosts, nor have I ever suffered from hallucinations. And things that go bump in the night are usually, I find, knocked over by cats. And having established that, let me tell you about the ghost I did see. Now, this is fact, not fiction. And it embarrasses me because I know what I saw, and I know such things don't exist. I was a young soldier at the time, well used to being on my own at night time, visiting patrols and outposts at all hours and in all weathers. I was stationed at Erlen Moor, a radio station close to Shannon Airport. Of course, Shannon wasn't the hub of the world in those days. It housed just a few planes and flying boats. There was a war on, and transport was restricted. So on my nights off, I used to take a bicycle to ride the 14 miles to Ennis, the county town of Clare. Usually, I would get separated from my friends late in the night, because, after all, there were always girls to be taken home, and that hardly qualified as a group exercise. And this meant that in the small hours of the morning, I set out alone on the road back to the airport. Now, the last few miles home were across bogland, flat, featureless terrain devoid of trees, buildings, or telegraph poles. In fact, everything that grew there was stunted and windblown. And from constant use of the road, I knew every bush and pool of water. Nothing out of the ordinary had ever happened to me on 100 such trips, nor did I ever expect anything of the sort. It happened in February, on a moonlit, windless night. At about 2:30 in the morning, I turned onto the bog road, having already covered about 10 miles. There was nothing on my mind. I was tired, relaxed. If I was thinking at all, it was of the girl I had left behind me in Ennis. Now, as I came near home, I had to pass an intricate S-bend where the road crossed and recrossed a stream. As I came to this bend, I looked up and instantly froze. I know that's a figure of speech, but I literally froze. It was as if I had stepped into an icebox. And I could feel something that I had never believed could happen. I could feel the hair standing straight up on my head. At the side of the road, where normally there wasn't even a bush, there was a monstrous apparition. It was a man dressed in a long black cloak and wearing the flat, wide-brimmed type of hat that Spanish grandees are pictured in. Nothing extraordinary about that. But this figure was about 9 feet tall. A menacing, foreboding presence. He seemed to be straining to reach out into the road. And there was something else. The figure didn't have eyes, at least in the conventional sense. There were two orbs set in the face, blood-colored, glowing like coals, flickering and bubbling. Well, I didn't have time to be either brave or cowardly. I was caught in a terror so intense that I could do nothing. I had stopped pedaling coming into the bend, and now I was incapable of stirring a muscle. As the bike slowly approached the thing, whatever it was, it seemed to be making further frantic efforts to reach out to me. Well, the whole business must have happened in seconds, but it seemed like a long minute before momentum brought me level with the apparition. I never took my eyes off it, and I felt sure somehow that it was going to break whatever bond was holding it and fall on me as I went by. When I did get past, the figure turned jerkily and looked after me. That is, if looked is the right word for the stare of those bloody eyes. I suddenly recovered the power of my legs and galvanized. I'm sure I put up new world figures for the time it took me to reach the camp. I never did get an explanation for it. My messmates laughed and talked about one drink too many. The neighboring farmers said nothing had ever been seen at that S-bend and nothing had ever happened there. Except, that's right, years ago, a young man had been thrown out of a horse-drawn trap at that spot and had drowned in the stream. But I don't know. Years later, I found out that what I had seen was one of the classical forms assumed by the Pooka, one of the oldest recorded of all the Irish ghosts. Which is very strange because, as I said, I don't believe in them anyway. But I can take you to the exact spot where that thing stood, any time you like.
step, life's sweet. Just direct your feet to the sun, sunny side of the street. Hop, bottle, doodle, that bitter path. You know that happy tune is my step, life's all right. If you dig that beat on the sun, sunny side of the street. Used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. What a drag, old man, getting stuck in the shade. Get hip,